questions? Okay. Item one, call, did you hit record?
Yeah.
Item one, call the order.
Okay, so I call this meeting to order on September 18th, 2018 at 6:36 PM.
Item two, roll call. Trudy?
Here.
Krithen?
Here.
Mega?
Here.
Oh, sorry. Elise?
Here.
Sophie? Tanner? Vanilla?
Here.
Megan?
Here.
David?
Here.
Sahithi?
Here.
Josh?
Here.
Amrita?
Here.
Kuhi?
Here.
Fahima?
Here.
Albert? Anne? Danielle? Maja?
Here.
Akbar? All right. Item three, special items and announcements. Item four, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the team council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comments should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting.
Yeah, I'm here for public comment.
Okay.
Hi, I don't know if you guys, some of you don't know me. My name's Nikita Redcar, and I go to Doherty Valley High School. And this year, I'm working with Mr. Ball, our assistant principal, on the Wildcat Way podcast. So I don't know if some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not. It was started last year by Mr. Ball to encourage students to find out more about their community, about teachers, and about the different experiences that people have in this community. So I was wondering if you guys wanted to be featured, or Teen Council wanted to be featured on our podcast. It's like a 20-minute podcast, and if you guys are interested, I can contact you about more information.
Because it's not an agenda item, they can't agree to anything.
Yeah, I understand that.
But if it's, we could definitely put it on a future agenda, maybe for October 16th. And then if you want to come to that meeting, I can add you the agenda. And then you can talk to them about what they might be able to talk about on the podcast or things like that.
Okay, so do you think it should, like, you guys are interested enough so that I could, like, come to another meeting, or?
You can say yes.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Anyone else? Okay. Item five, approval of minutes. 5.1 minutes of August 7th, 2018, monthly meeting.
Did everyone go through their agenda packet? Any changes? On this agenda, I saw that in the header, Vidima's name was misspelled. Is it misspelled on the old one too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just Vidima without the N at the end. Anything else? Okay, so we make a motion, right? Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of August 7th, 2018?
I move to approve the minutes of August 7th, 2018,
okay,
with the amended changes.
And can I get a second?
Second?
Okay. And then the people that were absent at the last meeting would abstain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then all in favor say aye. Or let's do the hands then, because then I can count. Yeah. Because all in favor say aye and raise your hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wait, how many of you weren't here at the last meeting? Okay, so one. And then everyone else voted yes? And then how many people are missing today? One abstention.
Just
Albert.
So one.
One, okay. And then 17.
But you have a...
an alternate. So one abstent. So when somebody abstains, does the alternate also get to vote?
Yeah.
Or that's just if someone's absent?
Just if somebody's absent.
Okay, so. So like 18-0 to 1-1?
No, because there could only be 17.
17-0 to 1-1?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get used to this eventually. Okay, so with a motion from Kuhu and a second from Amrita, the minutes of August 7th, 2018 are passed as amended with a vote of 17-0 to 1-1.
Item 6, committee business, 6.1, appointment replacement to the poetry subcommittee.
Okay, so right now on the poetry subcommittee, it's Kuhu, Vidhima, and Sophie, but Sophie has some like other commitments, and so we need to assign more people onto that subcommittee. I think like around 2 people should be good, and I know that some of you weren't at the retreat, so is there anybody that isn't on a subcommittee that would be interested in being on the poetry contest subcommittee? Vanilla, and then anyone else? Okay, do you think that's enough, Jen? One more person?
One more?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you maybe incorporate the ambassador somehow or something to help.
Okay. And then do we have to make a motion for this? Or I just say that she's appointed?
You just appoint her.
Okay. So to the poetry subcommittee, I appoint Vanilla as a replacement.
6.2, update on the ambassador program.
All right. So our subcommittee met about a week after our retreat just because we needed to step things up in terms of getting the ambassador program up and running. So some changes that we made were last year, the ambassador program started around October 15th, and then we processed, October 10th, we processed requests within about 10 days. But this time we're trying to shift it up about 5 days, so it starts, or applications are due by October 5th. At 4:30 p.m. in this building. On top of that, results will be announced via email on October 10th, and October 15th results will be made public.
We're gonna talk about, the next item is approving the application and flyer, and we're gonna talk about some changes for it.
Yeah, sure.
But I think at this point, just talk about like maybe the changes to the program itself or like what you guys have been working on.
Right, so in terms of the changes for this year's program, we're planning on having the ambassadors be more focused and hands-on with the things that the Teen Council does. So the primary way we do that is by having ambassadors show up to a majority of all subcommittee meetings and teen council meetings unless previously notified. This is primarily to ensure that they're in the loop. A lot of our teen council members need to be aware of that and constantly use whatever group chat that they utilize to ensure that ambassadors show up on time. On top of that, we're going to start generating reports, and this is an idea that's open to the rest of the teen council. But the idea that we had was to have ambassadors write mini projects along with the guidance of teen council representatives so that they can adopt these projects, bring them forth to the teen council, and based on whether or not that project has merit, then the teen council would vote to make a subcommittee on that. Then those officers who are in charge of, or not officers, but ambassadors who are in charge of that would be moved into that subcommittee. So am I allowed to ask for suggestions on that, or should I just move on?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about that idea?
What kind of projects were you guys thinking?
So in general, we were mainly focusing on like community outreach projects. So those are focused on some of the ideas that we had with the workshops in the past so that the ambassadors can be integrated into that. Frequently, from my experiences last year with the Dory Valley liaison, a lot of ambassadors focus a lot on just generally recreational activities. So these recreational activities involve things like fairs or like kind of teen get-togethers. But I think that the primary focus that the Teen Council chose to adopt this year is to focus more on social impact projects. So we can blend that as ambassadors can come on board, and we can onboard them with all that information.
So kind of looking at this social impact idea, so if we wanted to get the ambassadors involved in this and we wanted them to work on some sort of project, would this be kind of leaning more towards a research-based thing?
So I think that they would generally be like within that like the research component, right? So that we would have the planning implemented and all the action implemented by team council representatives, but the ambassadors accumulate most of the information. They aid in terms of maybe generating surveys that we can post on school loop groups or any other social media that we can get information on. But in general, the ambassadors would do a lot of that, like nitty gritty work.
Does anyone else have anything to say on that? Any concerns?
Like rather than having like each ambassador like create their own project, would it, I mean, this is a question, like, but would it be more efficient to like since we already like group them by their school or like combined schools sometimes, would it be more efficient to like put them together, especially for the middle schoolers?
So kind of address a problem within their own school or?
Sort of like have like, for example, like three like people from Gale Ranch work together to like create like a project that team council could possibly like pursue and then come present it together.
Okay, I see what you mean. Instead of individuals, okay.
Yeah, at least for middle school.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. I think that in terms of the mini project proposal, they're not really presenting that in the beginning. What I mean with the form is that they would brainstorm ideas. They would get together in their with their liaison group. So their liaison would oversee that discussion. Once that discussion has been filtered, maybe they choose like a top three ideas list and they bring them forth to the next team council meeting. And we can quickly go through the ones that would be like subject to debate or subject for approval. So that way we kind of streamline that process. So I think that definitely like a school idea would work, but since people are not like really bound by their school, but more by their interests, I thought it would work better if we centralize that within interests, not based on school. So that answers your question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like, just clarification, mm-hmm. So they're gonna brainstorm
right.
with the liaison.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna come back here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys kind of pick and choose what you want.
Right.
And then you're saying, okay, now it's time to go do the research. They're not doing the research prior to bringing the ideas forward.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure. That's open to them, but primarily the brainstorming this phase is just so that we, like, people don't really know what they want until we get an idea out. And a lot of the ambassadors, that's gonna be their first experience too. So they need to dip their feet in the water. Our idea was primarily focused on have them brainstorm ideas that they can generally think of improving the Santa Monica community, then focusing our attention on the ones that were, need more, or like have more merit so that we can move them forward.
And then they'll take that idea and run with it.
Yeah, and then the team council would lead that, since the team council is the representative body of the community, not necessarily the ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
So the team council would spearhead the ideas that they utilize, and then at that point they would be more focused on like that research component and just doing additional work that team council members need them to do.
Okay, that sounds like an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think obviously we need to look into like a system of how we're going to be approving things and
yeah,
what kind of
sure.
projects, but we can look into that more specifically later. One concern that I wanted to raise is you said that we would want to get the ambassadors to do like the nitty gritty work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will help give them more work, but we also want to just keep in mind that we don't want them to do so much work that there's nothing left for us to do.
Right.
And so when we're kind of establishing more and like cementing what we want the ambassadors to do, let's just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
Item 6.2.1, approval of the Team Council Ambassador Program application and flyer.
Can I raise some points on that?
Yep.
Just because, okay, so in general, looking back on the application, one question that we changed was question number 3, and one question that needs to be modified is question number 2, because I feel, I think that the question from question number 1 was sandwiched under question number 2. So if you guys could scroll to the application form. So why are you interested in applying for the ambassador program is repeated in 2 questions, so that would need to be modified. But aside from that, one edit that we made from last year, the question, if I could go back, is for number 3, what extracurriculars activities are you involved with? And this year, the question that we changed it to was, as a representative for your school, how would you utilize your resources/connections to help the teen council better the San Ramon community. So based on our discussion with Teen Council Ambassador Program Subcommittee, we basically came to the conclusion that having them list their extracurriculars wasn't really beneficial for us, because they already spotlight an activity that they do in question number four, which is describe a group you are involved in that uniquely shapes the person you are today. Since they're already focusing a lot of attention and the specificity in question number four, we thought having them just list their extracurriculars in question number three wouldn't be very useful. On the other hand, we're looking for things that are more applicable through question number three, which is focused on how they can use their resources and connections to help the teen council better the San Ramon community. So that kind of specifies our approach for some of the members who might be a little bit more unclear and who might just drift towards listing their extracurriculars. So that was one of our major modifications. The other ones were the dates, as mentioned. And yeah, do you have anything else?
So on number two, you just want to remove the second question?
Yeah, okay. I don't know why that would.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like you shift things around. The only other thing is in the application in the beginning part, it talks about dropping off the application, so you probably want to list the time there and the address. And then also it lists the dates that you guys won't actually be able to notify anyone until after you vote on them. So that would be at the October 16th meeting.
Oh, okay.
So you would need to shift the dates for that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, that definitely works.
So you would vote the 16th. You could post it and notify them the 17th potentially.
So could we still have application deadlines by the 5th, or should we just move mm-hmm. everything back?
No, you can keep it if you want.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just the notification because you have to vote on it.
Yeah, so I think the main reason why we wanted the notification or to shift everything forward was to ensure that like we get them in on the action on the October meeting, but since mm-hmm. they need to be approved prior to that, that kind of defeats the purpose. That also extends the application submission deadline for them, because right now it's what, September 18th, and the 5th, that's about 2.5 weeks. That might not be enough time, so it might be better to err on like an extension of the deadline, so you could push it back a week if that's what you guys would want.
You'll also need time to get together and review the applications too.
Yeah, for sure.
So
any suggestions on that, or is it good as is with October 5th deadline? And just to clarify, we can send out the emails by tonight, right? Once we're done approving everything.
Tomorrow. Because I'll post it. Yeah, okay, I can post it tomorrow on the website and then you can start. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And
you mentioned earlier in the application that they're dropping it off, but the location isn't specified. Where does it say that?
Oh, sorry. It says Doherty Station Community Center. But you want to put the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and the address is there, but then the, yeah. And you might want to repeat it at the bottom down here.
Mm-hmm.
Just
At the end of the application.
Yeah. Just to like repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
It
you
does
want
say it on the flyer.
Yeah.
So it says 4:30, so it's just repeating it.
And do you want that repeated after the questions or just at the last paragraph? Like, what is the ambassador for?
I would probably do it on the last
page.
Like, just on the last page, okay. In case then. Just one extra thing.
David?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just ask you a quick question? The 5th, is it a total district holiday?
Yeah.
In service day?
Yeah, it's a different school.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, does everybody have a good day that they can finish it up, or is the 5th not a good day because they're going out of town? It is.
I'm going to do Monday.
It's homecoming too, right?
Yeah.
They should have them done early.
Right.
That is a good point. And we also have Teen Government 101 class that day, so I won't be here necessarily to accept the application. So maybe if you had them on the Monday.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have a calendar.
That gives them an extra eight, what, weekend?
The 8th.
Yeah.
And then it gives people that
last kind of weekend to get everything set.
Yeah, for sure.
So do the 8th.
Could I make the edits to the form online right now and then send that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss?
Is everybody good with the, anybody have any other questions with the application?
So before you guys get to the vote, so just know that in the majority of the items on the agenda, we'll have a staff report. So please make sure you review the staff report. We're trying to give not just what is going on, but the history of what has transpired over the last couple of years, as well as if you notice at the bottom of the staff report, then we are trying to tie or put the goal that is associated with the topic of the staff report. Okay, so that way you know that you guys are discussing something that you guys have voted on, agreed to, that it's a goal, and how it kind of corresponds with everything. Okay, so just kind of as you go through the staff reports, just know that that is kind of where we're coming from in putting those together.
Okay, any other comments?
Yep. Just like wondering when we're gonna like appoint the like people who like go over the applications, because like wouldn't the next meeting be like after?
There's a sign up sheet.
So if it's October 8th, that would mean we would need to change it on all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And would we need to approve that again, or is it just approved?
No, you'll approve it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys will approve the application, and then you can talk about the flyer and then approve the flyer.
Okay.
Or no, so you two do them together, because it's the same item.
Did everyone get a chance to look over the flyer then?
That is up to you guys. When you'll decide. If you're interested, okay, so there's a sign up sheet going around for anyone that's interested in participating in the ambassador selection of the applications. It can be the subcommittee, it can also be anyone else that wants to be involved. There's no time or date at this point, but once people write down that they're interested, that way you guys can all get together and figure out a time or date that's good for you after the 8th. And if it gets over there and there's not enough space, if you're still interested, you can write your name in and then we can figure something out.
David, on the flyer, just suggest that towards the bottom where it says find the application on srt.org, I would just insert one more line there that says find the application and more information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just so that they know where to, like, because the drop-off location isn't on the flyer. I mean, it's a great flyer. It's straightforward. It calls them to do action,
right,
meaning look it up, mm-hmm, or QR code or whatever. It's not overly, it's not a book.
Okay.
So it's a good flyer.
Right.
Just I would put that one line up.
Okay, for sure. And Jan, you have the link, right? It's for the like a flyer. We would just need to edit on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Any other comments on the flyer application?
Okay. So then, should we vote on it? Can I get a motion to approve? Oh, wait, do you have a comment?
Are we gonna have a chairperson or is the whole thing a subcommittee for choosing applicants?
For this, it's not a subcommittee, it's just gonna be like a group, right? So, yeah. Okay, so can I get a motion to approve the Teen Council Ambassador Program application and flyer as amended? And can I get a second? Can you remind me of your name?
Danielle,
thank you. Okay. And then Albert is back, so he's included in this vote, right?
Yeah. Meg is fault.
Okay, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so with a motion from Megan and a second from Danielle, the vote passes 18-0-0-1. Albert's back.
But the only
2017. Oh, got it, yeah. Because of the alternate, okay. It passes 17-0-0-1.
The person who has to make the motion, they can't just raise their hand. So like if you say, does anybody have a motion, raise their hand.
They have to say aye. Yeah. Okay, so should we redo it?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the 2018 to 2019 Teen Council Ambassador Program application and flyer? So you say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
I move. Sorry.
The 2018 Teen Council Ambassador application and flyer.
Okay, and can I get a second?
As amended.
Yeah.
I second.
Okay, and then she doesn't need to say the whole thing, right? Okay, so with a motion from Megan and a second from Danielle, the motion passes with a vote of 17-0-0-1.
All right, item 6.3, appoint Senior Technology Day Subcommittee and Chairperson.
Okay, so this is just, if you're not familiar with the Senior Tech Days, every year so far for Teen Council, what we've been doing is, on a day that we don't have school, we'll go down to the Senior Center. Traditionally, we've been going to the Al Costa Senior Center, but last year we also expanded to the Valley Vista Senior Center. And so we'll just usually schedule these on a day where we don't have school. I looked at the dates that we have listed this time, and they're all on a staff development day or a teacher development day. So it's just a good opportunity to help out and get some of your Teen Council hours if you need to. It's a good time. All the seniors are really nice. But in order to work on those Senior Tech Days, and this year we kind of wanted to expand it in a, not necessarily in the terms of expanding to more locations, but becoming more refined in the way that we approach the Senior Tech Days. Some people last year were suggesting themes maybe, or we'll have a specific day where we say like, hey, this is a day where we're going to be helping with Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever it is, and they'll sign up and come to us. And these are all just ideas. But basically, the Senior Tech Day subcommittee and chairperson would be focusing on the Senior Tech Days and ideas like this. So is anyone interested to be the subcommittee chair for that? And we probably need around like 2 or 3 people for the actual subcommittee. So anyone interested? Is there anyone who's not on a subcommittee yet?
Not.
Okay, Albert. And is anyone else interested?
So this is just a question, but let's say we're already on a subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
Can we still like do Senior Tech Days, or is it like only the people on the subcommittee?
No, you definitely can.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to be discussing like how the tech days are going to work.
Okay.
So is anyone else interested in being on the subcommittee? Okay, in that case, I appoint Vanilla as the chairperson for the Senior Technology Day subcommittee and Danielle and Albert as the subcommittee members.
I will say, in regards to Senior Tech Days, they have put, they always put the information in the newsletter that goes out, the senior newsletter, but the participation this the previous year did go down a lot, so it'd be interesting to see if the subcommittee could work on ways to kind of boost participation at those dates, and maybe do some other things besides just the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So just a clarification, the Al Costa Senior Center is a city building, Val Vista is a private facility.
Mm-hmm. So we had to like reach out to the Valley Vista senior housing last year, and I still have the information. So we'll reach out to them again this year if that's something we're interested in doing. And so that's something that can be discussed by the subcommittee, because a problem that we did face last year with the Valley Vista Senior Housing Center was that there was a huge language barrier, because a lot of the seniors there only spoke Chinese, or if they did speak English or another language, it wasn't enough that we could communicate with them clearly. So if that is something that we can maybe incorporate in the ambassadors or some of the members this time who think that they would be able to navigate that language barrier, that is something that we can take on, but that is something we may want to discuss. And also, in addition to what Jen said about the attendance becoming a problem and maybe advertising through other places, we also saw that at sometimes we would have too many teen council members at the senior tech days, and on other days it was too little. So we just need to kind of find that sweet spot and see how many members we actually want, and also maybe how to incorporate the ambassadors into the senior tech days.
Yeah, it might be like notifying the public more that they're available. That way we're not just reaching out to people that typically go to the Alcosta Senior Center. And it might be something where you use the ambassadors for the language barrier, but also just other high school students in San Ramon. You could just have people come and help volunteer as well.
Yeah.
Teachers.
Yeah. Have you reached out to the Sunny Glen HOA?
Mm-mm. Is that in San Ramon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 55 plus community. Right, Val Vista is on WordPress.
Uh-huh.
That whole community right in there, it's all 55 and over. Yeah. So that's a restricted D area there. So they do have an HOA. They do have condominiums, single family homes, etc. Val Vista is right on WordPress. So it's in that, and they also have a community center at Sunny Point. So, you know, getting in touch with the HOA there could, you know, bring more people and even have a day at the Sunny Glen, you know, community center, because they have a pool there and activity rooms and et cetera, things like that.
And then what about the senior, is this a senior housing area that's right next?
It'd be 55 and up.
Okay, and then will that like be up and running by the time that we can actually do something with them, or?
I don't know.
They're at least online right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
the sounds good. Okay.
They don't necessarily, I've heard from members of the public that kind of come in that they're not as responsive when they reach out to the phone number and things like that. So you might check online. It has their website on the sign up there, but. They're moving quickly. I would assume hopefully sometime soon.
Do you have all this stuff done?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the subcommittee and ideas or themes, you may want to consider, so one of the topics right now is the bus route that's in South San Ramon might potentially eliminate it due to low ridership, and that bus line would then come up Doherty Valley where there's very high ridership. So one of the thoughts from transportation is potentially teaching seniors how to use things such as Lyft or the Uber apps, things like that. So then you could, rather than just Lyft Uber apps, but just like useful apps to download on your phone. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that could be the focus of the day, and then obviously be able to do anything. But that's really what you guys are talking about that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that may be something that you would want to incorporate.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, any other suggestions for the subcommittee? And if not, you can just reach out to Vanilla. Okay.
Right. 6.4, approval of the 2018-2019 senior technology dates.
Okay, so the senior tech days that we have listed right now, or the recommended dates, are October 5th, 2018, November 2nd, 2018, and February 15th, 2019, all from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if something changes, we can switch the time around and the date, right?
Yeah, I did talk to the staff at the senior center, and they felt that time would be the best.
Okay.
Because you catch a lot of the people attending the senior center, and it's also before lunch. We used to have it go to 11:30, and then it gets too close to lunch.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out well. So when I talked to her when we were putting the dates together, she said that time would still work.
Also, I know that in previous years we had they would send out a sign up, and like the seniors could sign up for a slot, but then oftentimes people wouldn't actually come in on their slot. It would be a lot of drop-ins because we would go around and say, hey, this is something that's happening. Mm-hmm. So would we want to continue doing the slots?
I think you still can have it available at the front desk, and then that's what we've done is I put it together, and then they have it at the front desk available for the seniors. And so they come in and they'll sign up with the staff at the front desk, and then whoever's there from Teen Council goes and picks it up that day.
Okay.
I think it is good to still have the option to sign that, mm-hmm. but then also having enough members available in case you do have walk-ins. Because yeah. I know that was an issue the previous year when there was really high attendance, there mm-hmm. wasn't enough team
calls. And the walk-ins would always happen right when we were about to leave. Mm-hmm. So we would just stay for the, yeah.
So maybe when you're volunteering, you just know that it might last.
Go a little longer. It's fine. You'll be fine. Okay, so can I get a motion to approve the 2018 to 2019 Teen Council Senior Tech Days at the Alcosta Senior and Community Center and possibly other locations?
We can always add in the other locations mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm.
I move to approve the 2018 to 2019 Teen Council Senior Technology Days at the Alcosta Senior and Community Center.
Okay, and can I have a second?
1 second.
Okay, so with a motion from Amrita and a second from Vidhima, the Teen Council Senior Tech Days. Oh yeah, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstain? Okay, so with a motion, with a first from Amrita and a second from Vidhima, I approve the 2018 to 2019 Teen Council Senior Tech Days at the Alcosta Senior Center with a vote of 17-0 to 0-1.
Everybody's here now, right?
There's the one abstention, right? Because somebody was absent for the last. Oh, but now it doesn't matter. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So it's just 17-0 to 0-0. Okay.
This is a sign-in sheet for the October 5th Senior Tech Day. So I'll pass that around.
Okay. And do I need to say that again for the recording with the 0-0?
No, because you did.
Yes, okay,
you did.
Cool.
All right, 6.5, update on Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award.
Okay, so for the past month, we worked on going over kind of the details. So we went over the flyer, and we mainly stuck with the design from last year. We just changed the date, and then we're also going to change one more thing, but I guess I'll mention that a little bit later. We worked on the application, some of the wording, and the questions. I know we had a problem with how much people wrote, because they would attach like 3 pages of writing, which wasn't great. So we narrowed it down to like 500 words right around, which we think should be sufficient. We have like a timeline, so we're hoping to if we can get our paper today, we are going to have it due October 5th as well for the ambassadors. But I know we talked about October 8th is a better day, so maybe we'll move that as well. And then I know we had talked about having a money prize as well, or some kind of like gift card. And we reached out to some local businesses, but no one replied to us, unfortunately. So as of now, we don't have anyone like sponsoring that. So I think for now, we thought we'd remove that part of the, it's only in the flyer right now. So we just remove the monetary reward part and just keep the award, because we still feel like it's an important award for the mm-hmm. community and for the teens.
What amount of monetary award were you thinking of?
We weren't sure. I think last year we had done a fundraiser with Rotary. I forgot how much it was.
It was 200?
200.
200, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was
100.
I think it was 100.
Really? Keep it in there. I'll find somebody to get the $100.
Okay, so we'll keep it in there.
I mean, I can go to my company and ask them if they want to be the sponsor for the Teen Citizenship Award.
Cool.
If you want to do something with that.
That'd be awesome, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Okay, and
the way we did it last time was we kept it with the Rotary. So we said, you know, the Rotary raised the money, the Rotary's providing the award. That way it wasn't going through Teen Council. And then mm-hmm. they got the record that we're not ready.
But I mean, if you're looking for a corporate sponsor, you can get a corporate sponsor for a scene of kind of cheese leaf. One other suggestion. You want to get more notice for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you want people to recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion, instead of the city council meeting, I would check to see if this recipient could be honored at the Community Awards Night for the San Ramon Chamber of Commerce. Every year, the first Wednesday in December is the Chamber's award ceremony. Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Green Business of the Year, Public Employee, Employee of the Year, Team, you know, Team Citizenship Award of the Year. It would be a great place to really highlight that with the Chamber and make it an annual event. Actually, for about 3 or 4 years, the project that came out of my ceremonial leadership, class, was the Hero Award, which was recognizing a teacher and a student that had contributed to, you know, here everyone's a hero. Right? Who had contributed? So we had, you know, about, you know, people that would submit who their teacher was, and the students submit the teacher as the hero. But I think bringing back something along from the teen community at the and getting involved in the Chamber of Commerce would also bring a lot more recognition to the teen council. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of businesses know about the teen council.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this would give a platform to have the award, you know, perhaps maybe not presented that night, but recognized. Mm-hmm. And the teen and their family could attend. And you can see if the chamber could provide at least a ticket for the recipient and one parent and then maybe the other parent, because it is a dinner that's paid, you know, you pay for the dinner. Mm-hmm. But if that's something that could be worked, I think it would give more recognition, and I think it would also elevate the award to a community level that also gets recognition from the business community, and then you get more sponsorships.
Yeah, I think that would be really great. I think we had also talked about, like, we definitely want to recognize them with the city, so before we had them come to, like, the
Sure.
Community Services meeting, and I think also the City Council meeting. Mm-hmm. I think we had them come to both,
It'd
be awesome to have them come to, like, be recognized in multiple places.
Because they're saying at the November 27th meeting, or November...
Yeah, we probably wouldn't specify the date, but mm-hmm. we would say, like, at a... That way we could...
Mm-hmm. But then, 2 weeks later is the chamber,
so we can just reach out to them.
Whatever mm-hmm. it's called. And again, at least recognition that here's the, you know, outstanding teen citizenship award recipient at the dinner.
So who would we contact in order to possibly see if that could happen for the Chamber of Commerce dinner?
Probably look at their website and...
Okay.
I can take that on. My wife is actually president of the chamber this year.
Okay, so in that case, we don't need to, unless there's any other changes, then there's no need to amend the application of the flyer, right?
Well, there's a few. Yeah.
There's other things?
Okay. Yeah. So we need to change the date at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we should say, in the second paragraph, it should say, recognized at a city council meeting and presented with a plaque, so removing that specified date. We can still aim for that date, but I wouldn't put it out there right away because
yeah.
I don't know if it'll get canceled or, you know.
Yeah.
And then you'll want to change the date to October 8th,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in two places on there. And then should we still have you as the contact?
Yeah, I would put me as the contact. And then you'll also want to change it to me as the contact on the flyer.
Yeah, okay.
And then on the flyer, I would put, for more info, where it says for more info, I would also add in srt.org down there. I know you have it at the top, mm-hmm. but then that way they're going there as well.
And then after adding the team council logo to a lot of flyers, this one did not have it.
Yes, I didn't have access to this one. The other one's right here.
Gotcha.
So if you send me the link to the flyer, and I know you guys have been doing it through Canva,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you send me the link, I signed up for it, so now I can add on like the city logo or do what we need to do with that. And then on the front page of the award, it says, on this page, Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, it says in the top paragraph, the last year, but then later on it says the past 2 years. So I don't know if you want to focus more on like just the past year or if you do want their hours from the last 2 years. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I'd probably say the last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Now that it's established and been going for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in the second bullet, it says middle or high school, but then it says grades 9 through 12.
Oh, I thought we changed that. Okay, we'll change that as well.
And then in the bottom, sorry. you'll want to add in probably where and when they can turn in the applications.
Okay.
And we can always add like recognition or more specifics to the website. So if you guys are able to work out going presenting at the Chamber of Commerce Awards, you can always add that kind of information onto the website versus that way you guys can get it approved.
Okay. So would they be honored twice, or would it just be at the Chamber of Commerce?
Could be lots of times.
No, it'd be more than one.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it'd be great because then you guys get more recognition and stuff, and they get more recognition for what they've done.
Well, and the timing that you already have is just a great flow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes to the commission, and then goes to the council, and then goes to the chamber. Mm-hmm. That's a great flow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to be recognized at the City of San Ramon, the Parks and Community Services Volunteer Dinner. And so that was like a large event and we recognized all of our volunteers, but now we do it more area-based, so we don't have that large event anymore. So it kind of ties it back into how we used to
do. Wait, would it be possible to get them recognized on the San Ramon Patch, the newspaper also?
Potentially, I mean, it's just a matter of, the subcommittee probably reaching out and you could do it as much as you.
Yeah. I would recommend the Danville San Ramon Express rather than the Patch myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and whenever the subcommittees are working on things like that and they want help with writing a press release or doing any of those things, I have all that access and I can always help you guys like through the process with whatever you want to do. So just make sure you're reaching out to me or Keith. And we can always walk you through whatever, you know, ideas that you guys have of reaching out or if you need help doing anything.
So. Okay, any other changes?
I think that's gonna be it.
Do you have all of that down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that case, can I get a motion to approve the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award application and flyer as amended?
I move to approve the OFCO application and flyer changes as amended.
Yeah, and can I have a second? Sophie, right? Okay. So in that case, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, then the motion passes with a first from Kuhu and a second from Sophie with a vote of 17-0.
Item 6.6, update on the poetry contest.
Alrighty. So the poetry contest hasn't really changed that much from the previous meeting. So it's still the same in its essence that students are gonna like express their voice through poems. But the eligibility rules and the rewards have changed a little bit. So instead of having it from basically eighth grade and younger as one separate category and ninth grade to 12th grade as another category, we're changing it just to be sixth grade to eighth grade as well as ninth grade to 12th grade. So that's basically just making it solely exclusive to middle school and high school students, and they're gonna be in their own separate categories. And as for the prizes, they were previously going to be like presenting their poem at the Arts and Wind Festival, being posted on soteam.org and their school website, as well as working with the Poet Laureate one-on-one for a workshop. But
The things that are in our capacity are posting on srteam.org and posting it and having them presented at the Arts and Wind Festival. And basically everything else, I think Jen said that she would talk to...
If you guys want to do other things, you just have to let me know what it is, and then we can start reaching out, you know, so like putting it in the rec guide is a great idea. We just have to figure out how much space is in the rec guide for us to use or get that approval piece going. If you want to put them at the schools on their websites and things like that, then the subcommittee would need to reach out to probably any of your writing teachers or the school counselors or the school administration and just get approval of that. You just don't want to put it, you don't want to advertise that you can do it and then it not work out. So we can also add those things to the website as this is going on as well, or further develop it like for the next, for the spring one that you guys want to do.
Is there a reason why we took off the Poet Laureate workshop thing?
Because we would need to
speak to them first.
Okay. Yeah. So if that's something that's a, the subcommittee wants to do, we can put the subcommittee in contact with her. We can talk to her.
Yeah, so we're just not promising anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially considering that there's a new quote as of August. So, yeah, so those are the biggest changes. Our current timeline is like we're going to be advertising it, and the application period is going to open on October 8th, 2018. So that's 3 days after the application for ODCA is due. So I think it's good that we have that little gap so people can apply for both if they want to. And the application period ends October 26th, 2018. And then results would be announced on November 1st. So basically like that entire timeline and awards, eligibility and everything is in the current poetry contest overview that's attached to the packet.
So do we want to keep those dates available to the people that are submitting? Because if those change, so it might just be better to say that they'll find out soon, or...
Oh, so yeah. You're talking about like the results and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the results would have to be after the November, you'd have to approve them at the November Teen Council meeting.
Yeah, and the November meeting is the 13th, and here it says results will be announced on the 1st.
Yeah, okay.
So that needs to change.
The 14th or 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you change the announcement of the results.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And is there any announcement timeline?
You'd probably want to say how. Cause, so like okay. They'll be posted on srteam.org or...
We'll email them something.
All right. So on srteam.org and emailing them as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only other thing I was curious about is there a reason they can submit up to 2 pieces? Or was it just
artistic integrity, I guess? Okay. If they were doing something and they liked, like, if they did 2 of them, they liked both of them equally, they could submit both. Yeah. So that's the reason why we also did like 2 pages instead of having like a word limit.
Okay.
So they could basically go crazy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody else notice anything that should be changed with the application and flyer?
I was just wondering, but can they like get a prize where like a gift card or something would like, work with a Rotary or another company where they can sponsor these kind of prizes?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I think we just need to reach out to Rotary and any of those corporate sponsorships.
What level of award do you think?
So this is the first year of the award, so I don't think, like, if there were any, like, gift card or anything, it would be on the same level as, like, ODCA.
So like, less than 100?
Less than 100, yeah. Basically.
When we did the Expressions Project in the past, we had the art store in town, and they had given a gift card. I don't know if there's other, maybe, art schools or there's some different... programs like businesses around that do like art classes and stuff. I don't know
purchase art supply stores.
Yeah, it was something that like related back. Now this is poetry.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, but I don't know.
I could check with the Arts Foundation, see if they want to respond.
Mm-hmm. We need two awards.
Oh, yeah.
One for fall and one for spring.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, again, if we're talking $100 each or $50 each.
Yeah.
So are we going to give the same awards to the middle school category and the high school category?
Or do you just give it to that?
Well, I was posing that question to the entire team.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Yes. So then you need two for each session.
Yeah.
But you have time to work on for spring. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have time to like reach out and get creative.
So I think those were all the changes that I had. If you guys want to look over the overview of it as well as the application, the flyer was also updated accordingly to reflect the rewards that we can do in our current capacity, as well as the submission period. It doesn't say anything about the results, so we let that stay, I guess. And yeah.
And then do we need to, so we don't know if we're gonna do a, like a reward for sure, right? So should we just leave that out for now?
Yeah, so it's like, I think we're gonna reach out to people if mm-hmm. this gets approved. And these are the ones that we could do in our current capacity, so those are the ones that are on the flyer.
Sounds good.
I think you can. I mean, if I can't get the Arts Foundation to do a $100 donation, I'll do it myself.
Do you think, in that case, if we have like more of a guarantee, would it be more enticing for people to apply if we did say there was some sort of award?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to include that?
Yeah, and you could say visit, you could say like monetary award.
Yeah.
Just gift certificate.
Gift certificate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I got enough of my prime account that I can probably get two.
Okay. Any other changes?
You start fighting this guy.
And then the applications are going to be online, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then I just need to get the form created and then posted on there. Okay.
So I just I created this like small little slip to include with their two pages. So I'm not sure if that would be technically a form or like.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So like, would they upload like their two pages? Like, let's say. Like,
well, it's like a form. So they like type it into the web page. Like, so it's not. It's not like a PDF. No, it's like it's just on the page and you submit it and hit enter and it emails us the information.
Okay.
But I would use this. Like this is what I would use. The application that you submitted. Is that the slip that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Any other changes to the application or flyer? Nothing. Okay. In that case, can I have a motion to approve the poetry contest application and flyer as amended?
I move to approve the poetry contest application and flyer.
As amended.
As amended.
And can I have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Then with a first from Vanilla and a second from Megan, the motion passes with a vote of 17-0.
Item 7, committee liaison reports. So just remember with these, if you don't have a report, some of them meet quarterly and you need to know a report. Make sure that you guys are going to yours. If you cannot go, ask your alternate. If your alternate can't go, ask somebody in team council. And make sure you guys are involved as much as you can be with them as well. And if you have any questions about your groups, please let me know. 7.1, Arts Advisory Committee.
So I attended the meeting, but there was not really anything pertinent to teen council per se, so do you still want me to
You can say like things that you thought were interesting.
Okay.
Just not, you don't have to like read through the minutes, but like if there were interesting things about the meeting,
okay.
Or anything relating back to teens or things like that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what I thought was really interesting from this meeting was that we kind of reviewed, so there was a public art network year in review, like video presentation, where we looked at different like kind of art projects and like art pieces like in the community from like all over like the nation. So that was really fun. Mm. Yeah.
Did they say anything about the utility boxes?
Utility boxes.
Because I know the teen council like talked about that last year.
Oh, they did. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about it. I didn't bring like everything that we talked about for that,
mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's just in progress.
Do
you want an update?
Yeah.
There's still one that's being completed, and then there's a questionnaire, like a survey that's going out to get feedback on it, because this was a kind of an initial project,
mm-hmm.
For that, because there were five or six. On Crow Canyon Road between Ceremony Valley Boulevard, actually Twin Creeks, and the Iron Horse Trail. Overwhelmingly, it's positive feedback. There's been some negative feedback, but there's always going to be some negative feedback. I think one of the feedbacks was the colors were too bright on one of them.
Yeah, it should blend in more.
And the other comment was, ooh, that's too urban.
Oh my God.
Which is the code word. So, but other than that, it was very positive, and there was a very positive article in the full-page article in the Diablo magazine, which was very cool. So there will be a survey coming out, an online survey throughout the entire community to get feedback about it.
Sounds good.
So if you see it, fill it out.
And tomorrow night is the meeting of the year. So bring snacks.
7.2 Economic Development Advisory Committee.
There has not been a meeting yet.
7.3 Housing Advisory Committee.
There wasn't anything like pertinent to teen issues.
Was there anything like for the community, or?
I think they mainly just like reviewed on stuff in the last meeting. So stuff on like how to make housing more, or affordable housing more accessible. And it was just a discussion of like how to do that. And they said that providing, you know, indirect incentives such as like taxes, subsidizing like land for affordable housing was a more strategic way of accessing that. And also they talked about disseminating education towards like the importance of affordable housing in our community to I guess streamline that process of increasing affordable housing. But yeah, there wasn't like anything specific to teen issues.
7.4 Library Advisory Committee.
There wasn't anything.
7.5 Planning Commission.
The meeting was canceled.
7.6 Senior Advisory Committee.
Okay, so I wasn't able to go to the meeting because it was during the school day.
So that one's always held during the meeting.
So I listened to the minutes, and there wasn't too much relating to teen council, but this meeting was mainly focused on some of the workshops and projects they want to get the seniors involved in. So they wanted to do some fitness activities, and they were really interested in like the ceramics and pottery classes. So they said they had like six of the wheels that they wanted to get the seniors involved in. They wanted to start a gardening program so that they could produce a harvest and then use the resources to do a cooking class, which I thought was really cool. And then they wanted to also start doing workshops for the Deer Creek residents that when they move in right here. So they wanted to do get some workshops ready. And then they were also really interested in Monday movie matinees. So that would be the second and fourth Mondays of the month where the seniors would come in and watch a movie and just hang out. And then there was also another exciting event they were talking about, which is called Sit and Be Fit. So the seniors would be sitting, but doing simple, fun exercises. And lastly, the newsletter is coming out on October 1st.
7.7, Transportation Advisory Committee.
There hasn't been a meeting yet.
7.4.
Nobody can take that long to rule.
7.8, Social Media Committee.
Yeah, they moved the meetings. Unfortunately, it's going to be during the school day, so we can't attend.
And they don't meet too often. So.
Yeah.
yeah, we'll reevaluate that one. Seven point nine, Open Space Committee.
Okay, so their meetings are during school day as well, but going on their website, they discussed open space priorities in preparation for the park's master plan update process, and they suggested adding some questions into their survey. And they also, at a future meeting, will discuss creating a marketing subcommittee. And one member requested for the official name to be modified to the Open Space and Trail Advisory.
7.10, Parks Community Services Commission.
So I attended two of the meetings. The August 8th meeting, some interesting things that they talked about was there was a park improvement and beautification ordinance that was passed, and that was a lot of budget stuff, but it was also interesting because there's actually a lot of work that goes into keeping San Ramon so clean and the park so nice. And then they talked about the official Art and Wind Festival report, and last year, 500 volunteer hours were logged, and a lot of these are from teens like us and high schoolers, so that was cool to find out. But attendance also seemed to decrease overall for the festival, and I brought up that it's likely because, or one of the reasons maybe because of the dates and finals, and so the high school population is kind of not able to attend the event unless they're volunteering. And they said that it might be difficult to switch the dates around, but that is something that they could look into. So hopefully this year something changes and we can actually attend the event. Or seniors, we can go this year because we'll be done with everything by then. And then the last thing was, that was actually really interesting to Teen Council. So I think 2015 or 2013 was the year that Teen Council passed the smoking ordinance or worked with the smoking ordinance. And they're amending it, or they're updating it so that it now includes vaping and e-cigarettes. Yeah, so. That's good. And for the September 12th Parks Commission meeting, we had a report about the summer camp, Camp Central. And we have teen camps and the middle school camps. There was a 10% decrease in attendance, but the teen center attendance went up by 12%. So it kind of made up for it. And also, like Kuhu brought up during her report, there is a new poet laureate this year. And I know that in the old poet laureate's application, she actually wrote about how she was planning to work with Teen Council on the contest and possibly the Teen Poet Laureate program. And so hopefully the new poet laureate is also interested in working with us. And last, somebody brought up that people across the freeway, so kind of like the Norris Canyon area, are feeling kind of isolated from the city, and because there's a whole freeway in between. And I thought this was interesting information for us, because as teens trying to reach all of the teenagers in San Ramon, we should begin looking into maybe providing some activities or whatever we do, just make sure that it reaches the schools and the areas on that side of San Ramon. I also attended a stakeholder meeting for Parks and Rec on behalf of the commission, and this one was about like businesses in San Ramon. And some interesting things that I noticed was a lot of these business owners had a similar concern that we've brought up, where it's kind of difficult to reach out to the school district because the school district and the city are separate entities. And I just thought that was interesting because a lot of these businesses had problems with the school district, and we as Teen Council always wanted to address things like teen stress, but then, you know, that's different because it's the school district. So maybe this is something that we can work with the businesses on, if we do have any common interests where maybe the school district is sort of a barrier. Yeah.
Yeah, because the school district uses Peach Jar. Do any of you even look at Peach Jar?
Mm-mm. My parents do.
well, it comes through as an email, and then you get so many emails in a day, it's really challenging. So the schools are having a hard time with it. The district also is having a hard time with it. It does eliminate paper, which is good, but at mm-hmm. the same time, you have to kind of find a way to break through that noise of all the emails. So, yeah, it's always an interesting
we deal with that too as the Parks and Community Services firm.
Also, these stakeholder meetings are for the 10-year master plan for the Parks and Recreation Department. And how do you, like, can anybody attend these stakeholder meetings? Is it an invitation thing?
I'll talk a little bit about the master plan, but those were invitation. But we will be having a community workshop where then other people can, the public can come. And
okay. Then I encourage all of you to go to like any workshops like that, because this is actually a great time to state any issues you have. The way that the meeting was organized was they would have a poster with like a list of possible categories. You would put like a little sticker next to whichever one pertains to you. And just for that whole hour, it's just like throwing things out, no matter like how crazy the issue is, because there's no promise that anything will be acted on, but it's a good way to get your problems out there. I know one business owner who operated a swimming service with like the aquatic centers in San Ramon said that they wanted to see something possibly where there would be a waiting room for students or teenagers who took the classes to do their homework while they were getting or while they were waiting to be picked up, because they're just kind of lying on the pool deck doing homework. So these are like small concerns, but since it is a 10-year master plan, mm-hmm. it can be addressed hopefully. So when Jen speaks about the stakeholder meetings, just think about whether that's something you want to attend.
7.11, City Council Representative, second Tuesday of the month.
Okay, so they had a special presentation where they introduced the new administration coordinator for the Measure J Traffic Congestion Relief Agency, better known as TRAFIC. And then for public comment, due to the Cal High school shooting threat that happened a week or two ago, Mayor Clarkson was called to join the Mothers Against Gun Violence organization. And then a majority of the meeting was they discussed finalizing a new contract with the waste management of Alameda County. And they went through many different reductions or additions in order to just sort through all the like little things to finalize the contract, which will affect the next 15 years. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Fourth Tuesday of the month.
So there were some retirements, so they gave like special speeches and honored them. There were some people who worked for almost 25, 26 years, which was really cool to hear about all they did in that time. And we also got 3 new police officers this month, so they were introduced as well. There was some public comment on affordable housing, and they went over staff reports, and another public comment was made about construction too close to a Montevideo Creek and how it was harming the environment. So that's amazing.
Okay. Item 8, staff reports, 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department updates. So did anybody attend the Culture in the Community event this weekend?
All right. Yeah.
No one. All right. What?
Wasn't it in October last year?
It was.
I thought it was October last year.
Did move it up. Yeah. All right.
There was a booth for the Cinema Diversity Coalition, right?
Yes, it was.
So I wasn't able to attend the last meeting, but I know that they split up into subcommittees. Aside from that, what was it like other things on the agenda? If any of you guys read
it. There was on the agenda at the diversity meeting a presentation on the campaign. Everyone's welcome here that came out of the Dorothy Valley program. And that was put forward to be adopted. And if you see, it's on the marquee at City Hall now. And the 4 subcommittee areas were community outreach, assessment, education, and celebration. And it was the assessment part that had the booth at the Culture of the Community event looking for feedback and such. So education was addressing not just education in schools, but education in the community and programs around that. Celebration was looking at bringing different artists and cultural events to celebrate. And then the community outreach was to go out to businesses and other organizations, not just in San Ramon, but in the Tri-Valley, to bring them on board with the Everyone is Welcome Here campaign.
Okay.
And are other members of the teen council and students in general allowed to partake in the diversity
If they go, they're going as a member of the public, they're going as teen council.
Yeah, it's open to, it's just not San Ramon, it's open to anybody in Tri-Valley, really.
So next year, keep your eye out. I'm assuming we will do it again. Definitely a neat event that takes over the community center. This year they expanded it and had performers out on the amphitheater stage, which is nice, and it's just a great way to celebrate all the different cultures in our community. So, we have a new program that the city is putting forth. It's Teen Government 101. You guys may remember this from last year. We put out that survey about engaging youth in government to the community, and it sounded like teens in San Ramon wanted a program where they could learn about the government and how city works and things like that, civic engagement. So we have that class available on Friday, October 5th. It's from 12:30 to 4:30. It is a free program. And it's available for high school students. So if you know anybody, you guys are all pros at this point, right? But if you guys know anybody or have any friends that are interested in government or how it works or things like that, what city departments do, definitely encourage your friends to register for it. It's already almost full. We can only take 26 and we're at 17 at this point. And it's a free program, so teens will sign up for it. And the theme this year is the Amgen tour, the cyclist tour through California. Is everybody familiar with that? So they'll come through cities, and you could be a host city where you're a starting point or a finishing stop as they go through California, or you can just be a city that they're passing through. So whether it's large scale or small scale, obviously that would affect many different departments within a city, whether it be street closures or police regarding safety, or if there's a large event, if you're a starting point, then you're gonna need some different things, whether it's a health fair or some entertainment or just even housing for the cyclists. So we thought that would be a fun topic that would address different things. It's not too controversial, so. Anyway, if you think of anyone that may be interested in taking it, definitely encourage them to apply. It's our first one, so we'll see how it goes this year. But we're doing it in partnership with the City Clerk's Department.
Is there a flyer that we can find anywhere?
SRteam.org.
SRteam.org.
Okay.
Yeah, it's posted on there.
You can see we're trying to use the website a lot more.
Yeah, we have it up on SRteam.org. They can register through there as well. And we also send it out to next door, and then I also sent it to the government teachers at the high school. So, what else? We have the master plan project going on, which you guys have heard about. I brought it up last meeting, and you'll hear about it a lot. We're going through the process of working through Design Workshop, which is the company that we contracted with. So they do this all the time. Their work is amazing, so we're really excited to work with them. Right now, they just finished up working with all the stakeholder meetings, so that meant they met with all of our advisory groups. They worked with the commissions. They met with a bunch of business owners. They've met with our field users, so any big groups, like the school district, anything like that, they met with all of them to kind of start guide the process and see where they should direct the survey questions to go. So they took all that information from the stakeholder meetings, and now they're putting together a survey. And that survey is what's gonna be out, well, now it already is, because they kicked it off at the Culture and the Community event. So now we have a booth, right? And so now the community can come up to us at all these different events we'll be at, and they can help guide the master plan process. And then later in November, there'll actually be a community workshop where anyone in the community can come and give feedback and help develop this plan and things like that. So we will be all over the place for the month of October. And once I have those dates, I will email them out to you guys. We have a flyer with all of the information.
So we'll be at different things like at the farm for Trick or Treat Day or at Oktoberfest. All kinds of different things. We'll try and go to the schools and do different stuff. So we'll be very busy. We may reach out to Teen Council and see if you guys want volunteer hours and helping out at these types of events that we'll be present at. So just pass the information along. It, like you said, it's a 10-year plan. So you really want to look at like how you can shape this community and guide it. What do we not have that you guys want to see? Like, think big, outside of the box things. You guys had a big input on the library renovation, so think that. Like, you know, that's how, what shapes our, like, kind of how we move forward.
Behaves.
Yeah. Any questions on the master plan? We do have a new registration software that we just converted over to. It was a big, big task. So if you have registered for things with us in the past, it's a new system now. You'll have to create your new account and things like that, but it's much more user-friendly and pretty to look at and able to search for things, and so it's much nicer to use in regards to the users. We do have a Parks Make Life Better Day at Piccadilly Square on October 20th, so if that's something you're looking for hours, volunteer hours or anything, you can sign up through City Lights. And we are always hiring lifeguards and sports staff throughout the year. So if you guys have any friends that are interested in jobs, we have a really fun department to work for. So definitely let your friends know that's an option. And then as we gear up for summer down the road, we do a much bigger push. But those are positions that we have available right now. And we're pretty flexible in regards to school schedules and things like that. So tell your friends.
Or if you have older siblings or friends that are in college and they want to work at teen centers, we are always hiring for the teen centers as well.
Put that under space. But yeah, we have the 4 middle school teen centers that we're always looking for staff as well. So, all right. Item 9, committee member items and announcements.
I got a couple. starting on in October at the Lindsay Dopes Brown Gallery, which is in the Saramone Community Center, a very good friend of mine, Pallavi Sharma, is curating an exhibit called Recall Counter Narratives. And this focuses on Asian and Asian American women artists. There is a reception October 6th, which is Saturday, from I believe it's 2 to 4, where a lot of the artists will be there to talk about their art and give narratives about you know, their creation. So that's there the entire month. And that's what we'll be doing tomorrow night at the Arts Advisory Committee. We'll be looking at the exhibits for 2019, which is always the fun meeting. Then there's 2 other events coming up on September 28th and 29th at Dorothy Valley Performing Arts Center. Jumping at the Sun, Saramone's own contemporary women's dance ensemble will be performing on Friday and Saturday evening, the 28th and the 29th. So a lot of the choreography is by members of the group themselves, so very exciting. And then on October 6th, if you really want a great event, the Arts Foundation has a benefit concert. Celebrate the Arts, which supports both the Arts Foundation and the Foundation Scholarship Fund, which will be starting next spring to award a scholarship to a San Ramon senior graduating that's going to pursue the arts at the university, the college level. And the concert is with Fleetwood Mac, which is the ultimate tribute band to Fleetwood Mac. And Mick Fleetwood actually has a testimonial on their website, so they are that good. They've just been signed with a national tour, and they're making a stop here at the San Ramon, the Dorothy Valley Performing Arts Center to help support the Arts Foundation. So that's October 6th. Come on out, drag your parents with you, or if you're interested in the dance, come out to that. You can look at our Facebook page on the Saramone Arts Foundation or saramonearts.org. And definitely go out and check out the art. Pahlavi just curates some incredible innovative art, and it's really an exciting exhibit. You got a lot of stuff happening. Mm-hmm.
Busy month. Anything else? Any other announcements? Yeah.
I believe it's the next weekend is the Community Emergency Preparedness Fair. Yeah, and so I've been in years past, and it's super fun. It's a very good event to bring your families to. They have like the police department and fire department, and they all come together, and they have like just different booths. Like there's one for like 72-hour emergency survival backpacks, and you can like, and the kids get to climb through the fire trucks. And I don't know if they had this year, but in years past, they had like an earthquake simulator, which is pretty cool. So just advertise that to your families and all your friends.
Do you know where it is?
I'm pretty sure it's Central.
Yeah, it's Central. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Any other announcements? All right. Item 10, adjournment.
Okay, so next meeting will be held on October 16th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Doherty Station Community Center. And I adjourn this meeting at 8:02 p.m.